You're listening to SBS News. Victorian health authorities are examining ventilation systems and CCTV at the Park Royal Hotel after the apparent transmission of the virus between two rooms on the same floor. A family of five tested positive on the 23rd of January, and then a woman quarantining directly opposite their room tested positive 4 days later. Genome testing revealed it was exactly the same UK variant. Police Minister Lisa Neville says while the ventilation system is being checked again, she says the public health team suspects the transmission took place simply by the opening of hotel room doors.
The viral load in the room of the family of five, because four of them are now five of them have the virus, was so high that just even opening the door to pick up your food has seen the virus get into the corridor. And the only reason that people open doors, there's no interaction with staff, is to pick up their food or drop their old laundry out, etc. So that, because no one can enter their room.
Victorian health authorities say the risk to the public is extremely low. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reprimanded Craig Kelly after he and senior Labor MP Tanya Plibersek clashed in the corridors of Parliament over his social media posts about COVID-19.
My mum lives in your electorate and I don't want her exposed to people who are not going to be vaccinated because of these crazy conspiracy theories that you're spreading.
Well, you're the one doing that because you are the one spreading misinformation.
Labor and the Greens have condemned Craig Kelly for spreading what they call dangerous misinformation. They've criticised his appearance on a podcast with anti-vaxxer Pete Evans. Greens leader Adam Bandt told the ABC it was time for Craig Kelly to be sanctioned.
Craig Kelly was out on podcasts yesterday spruiking the benefit of snake oil COVID treatments and undermining the public health response. What Craig Kelly is doing is dangerous. And if Scott Morrison doesn't discipline Craig Kelly, then he's endorsing Craig Kelly.
Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud says Craig Kelly's views don't reflect the government's.
I respect the fact that people are allowed to have their own views, but this is far more important than that. Craig Kelly is a great guy, but on this one, he's on his own. The government's position has been predicated on science, the best medical advice that we've got, and that will continue to be predicated on any other further advice that we provide the Australian public. That is the government's position, and if anyone within the government ranks makes comments to the contrary, well, they're on their own.
After Scott Morrison's intervention, Craig Kelly released a statement saying he agreed to support the federal government's vaccine rollout. In Western Australia, the state has recorded 3 days with no new locally acquired cases. Premier Mark McGowan says if that trend continues, the current lockdown will end as scheduled on Friday.
I want the WA community to understand that if we do continue on a zero streak through till Friday, the full lockdown will end. However, like we have seen in other states, some form of restrictions will be necessary for the following week or so. Based on health advice, we know this virus can linger. So even though we could potentially have no community transmission come Friday, it does not mean we are 100% in the clear.
New South Wales is likely to make adjustments on Friday of next week if it continues on its current trajectory. The state has gone 17 days without any new locally acquired cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says one regulation that will not be removed is the requirement to wear face coverings on public transport.
Mandatory masks on public transport will continue. We think this gives people assurance to get around their daily business and to also, given the fact that you're in an enclosed space for a long period of time, just to maintain that level of assurance. But if there's no evidence of community transmission, we would recommend or revert back to previous mask-wearing policy, but that's yet to be determined.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.